Number of COVID-positive migrants released into Texas border town rises over past week. By Penny Starr on March 9, 2021. A spokesperson with the city of Brownsville, Texas, said on Monday the number of migrants who tested positive for coronavirus and were subsequently released from U.S. custody doubled in recent days. Felipe Romero told Fox News that 185 migrants were dropped off and rapid tested at the city's main bus station, up from 108 less than 1 week ago. Fox News reported. The increased figures come as a camp housing around 800 migrants in nearby Matamoros closed Sunday, with most of those people being allowed onto U.S. soil. Migrants once were forced to wait at the camp for their immigration cases to be processed under the Trump-era Migrant Protection Protocols policy, otherwise known as Remain in Mexico. But the Biden administration is now in the process of winding that effort down. Romero said last week that Brownsville does not have the authority to prevent those who test positive for the coronavirus from traveling elsewhere in the U.S., and are advising them to quarantine, follow the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, guidelines, and social distance. The President of the United States, Biden, helps the people because it's necessary, you know. Mario, a Honduran who spent 8 months at the camp with his family, told Fox News. White House sources also told Fox News that it is aware of sick migrants being allowed to travel even if individuals who test positive should isolate for 14 days. Breitbart News has reported on the growing crisis at the border, including sick migrants, Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling on the National Guard to maintain security and public safety, and the apprehension of migrants who had crossed the U.S. border illegally being apprehended 50 miles inside of the country. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.